Let's talk now about the various different roles that teachers might be cast into if your school is operating in a virtual or hybrid format at the moment, or will be at some point during this school year. If we think about what teaching is in a virtual context, you know, it's not always the kind of managing a classroom, explaining things from the blackboard kind of teaching that we may have been accustomed to when we were students. And certainly those changes have been a long time in coming. We've seen things like flipped classrooms, and we've had learning management systems and other technologies for a long time now that make teaching less like the traditional sage on a stage and less like a lecture hall. But especially when teachers are teaching in a full virtual or hybrid format, teachers are cast into a dramatically different role, such as curator, docent, coach, teammate. You know, if you're doing project-based learning, you might have the teacher working for a lot of the unit as kind of a collaborator or as a guide to students. So it can look quite different. And I think when we're giving feedback or having feedback conversations with teachers, we've got to be mindful of the role that they're playing, knowing that it may not be person who explains from the front of the room. It may not be kind of a college professor kind of metaphor or role that the teacher is working within. And the first set of roles that I want to present to you for your consideration comes from the museum world, right? If you think about the people who work at museums, you have curators who identify what's going to go on display. Maybe they acquire things that are going to be a part of the exhibits. They prepare the exhibits, and they basically make decisions about what visitors to the museum are going to experience. And when it comes to virtual learning, you know, there's no need to reinvent the wheel. There are enough instructional materials out there. There are enough curricular materials and videos and demonstrations and worksheets and exercises and activities and projects. You know, there is enough out there that teachers should not be having to reinvent the wheel on everything from day to day, right? There's plenty out there that teachers can simply curate. And when a teacher has curated something, they have made some of the most consequential decisions that they will make as teachers, right? Deciding what's going to be done for learning is one of the most critical decisions that teachers make, and it happens before the lesson even begins. So if we think about that whole iceberg of teacher practice, or if we think about the Danielson framework, you know, domain one, planning and preparation, a lot of that happens through what we might think of as a curator role. Then, when students are actively learning, when they're logging in or participating in a lesson, the teacher's role might not be explainer. It might not be lecturer. It might be something more like a docent who guides students through the activities, who takes students around and points out to them the most relevant aspects, or, you know, the things they might not know or might need help with. It helps them make sense of the content. Those roles may be especially critical in virtual or hybrid learning contexts. And I think the metaphor that we use, just as we saw that you know, that maybe chess is a better metaphor than baseball, or that the iceberg is a good metaphor for thinking about practice as something that's more than meets the eye, that there are deeper aspects, those curator and docent roles can really round out our understanding of how teachers impact student learning. And if we're going to have conversations with teachers about how to improve their practice, we've got to know what role they're attempting to play in the first place in that portion of a lesson that we're observing. Another role or metaphor that you might want to consider is the role of coach, right? If students are working on a project or working to get a paper that they're writing up to a certain standard, there may be very little direct instruction, and the teacher's role may be largely one of defining winning and getting students excited about winning that game, you know, writing a paper that successfully argues a point, you know, if they're writing an argumentative essay. It may be around capacity building, right? A lot of sports teams practice to build their capacity, right? And to improve their ability to win. So the work that teachers are doing may be to help them build their skills in achieving that particular aim, and then to kind of cheer them on, keep them motivated, keep them moving. The coach role is incredibly important when students are working asynchronously, right? Because when we don't have students in front of us, we don't have the ability to kind of control the environment to the same extent. Getting students interested, getting students engaged and motivated and moving forward toward that goal, toward that victory, is just a huge part of being effective. Sometimes, though, they're not even playing the coach. Sometimes the teacher is really more of a teammate, right? Think about, I'm thinking about the videos that my own kids are watching during virtual learning. Some of their teachers are not the ones who are appearing in the video. It's actually other teachers on the team who are playing a role and maybe doing one segment of the lessons or one particular subject. And what they're doing is they're basically dividing the workload, right? We have different divisions of labor going on, especially with virtual and hybrid instruction that just makes sense, right? It's just more efficient for one teacher per grade level to film the phonics video or to film the science video, rather than have every teacher make up their own from scratch and kind of reinvent the wheel five times over. So divisions of labor are incredibly important. And if we're going to have feedback conversations with teachers, we have to recognize the role that that teacher is playing within their department or team, because we're seeing more specialization, more divide and conquer, and that is going to play a role in our feedback conversations. So think in terms of teamwork, think in terms of curation and being a docent and being a coach. This is not a year when we can treat teachers simply as lecturers or as classroom managers or as explainers. We've got to think more robustly about all the different roles that teachers are playing. When it comes to feedback, this means that we need to be looking at different sources of evidence and asking different questions. So we will talk about some feedback questions that you can use when teachers are playing a kind of non-traditional role in the next section. For now, go ahead and pull out your journal and think about these two questions. How are teachers working together in new ways in your school? And what aspects of the division of labor among teachers are going to be relevant for your feedback conversations? And second, how are teachers enacting each of the roles that we talked about in this section? The roles of curator, docent, coach, and teammate. When you've reflected on those questions in your journal, you'll be ready to move on to the next section.